From KUT News, this is Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. It's raining tax cuts down at the Texas Capitol. Lawmakers just aren't sure which umbrella to use. No, that's no good. Let's try this again. There's a buffet of tax cuts lying before state lawmakers this session, and supporters say the state wins no matter what gets put on their plate. Yeah, that'll work.
It is remarkable that the second biggest state in the country is having a serious and vigorous discussion over how much to cut taxes.
That's the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Chuck DeVore. He and his conservative colleagues are salivating over lawmakers' plans to cut more than $4 billion in taxes. And he's not about to say that one idea is better than the other. But sure, if he's going to stack his plate with one food, he's got a favorite. First off, instead of doing some business tax cuts and some other tax cuts, he'd like to see much deeper business cuts.
And because it only takes in a little less, or a little more than $4 billion a year, which is within the range of what both houses are talking about cutting, naturally our preferred tax cut would be just to eliminate it or put it on the path to elimination.
Each chamber has proposed around $2 billion in cuts to the state's business franchise tax. Each plan is a little different, but among the legislative leadership, i.e. Republicans, that's not a sticking point.
One of the great opportunities we have before us is that we're talking about cutting Texans' taxes. And no one's wrong in how they want to do that. There just might be one plan that drives the economy and does a better job than another, but no one's wrong.
That's Angleton Republican Representative Dennis Bonin. Under his heat lamp, yes, I'm still going with the buffet idea, is a plan to cut the state's sales tax from 6.25% to 5.95%. That's projected to reduce state revenue by about $2.3 billion over 2 years. Dale Kramer of the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association testified in favor of the idea at a committee hearing this week.
There are going to be 27 million Texans that will benefit as a result of the sales tax drop. Most of the sales tax, approximately three-fifths, is paid by individuals. So most of the benefit is going to go to individual Texans.
The Senate's plan? Cut property taxes. Now, there isn't a state property tax, so those cuts would come as an increase to the homestead exemption on property taxes. The benefit there? Well, Texas property taxes are higher than the national average and are dang unpopular. And DeVore says it's his group's ultimate goal to eliminate the property tax altogether.
Our long-term goal would be to have a broadened consumption tax that would include some services, for example, and that with a reform tax code, you could actually eliminate the property tax.
But before we leave the restaurant, here's a final opinion. Don't eat. Dick Levine follows state tax policy for the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank.
The choice isn't which tax cut. The choice is cutting taxes or using the money to invest in future prosperity for everyone.
He says there are still shortfalls in funding for public education and transportation, and it's those investments that can boost an economy in the long run.
Tax cuts are not going to increase economic prosperity because they're built on shifting sands of inadequate infrastructure and training for our people.
The cuts, at least the business ones, appear to be coming. But even at a buffet, not everyone finds something they like. We're getting close to crunch time at the Texas legislature. Sure, there's a little more than 6 weeks left in the session, but with several upcoming deadlines, time is running out for bills that don't get out of committee and pass at least one chamber soon. That's why this week we started to see the use of a procedural trick to stall some bills in the House. It's called a point of order. Here's one delivered Thursday during the short debate over removing state officeholder investigations from the Public Integrity Unit, which is currently housed in the Travis County District Attorney's Office.
If you were in fear that your paycheck was connected to investigating members of the legislature, you may not be as aggressive in doing that work. And for that reason, Chairman, I raise a point of order under Rule 4, Section 32C2.
Earlier this week, a bill that would allow permitted gun owners to openly carry their handgun and one to block municipal fracking bans also succumbed to the procedural tactic. Bills knocked off by points of order head back to committee, where lawmakers can correct the errors and send them back to the House floor. But the deadline to get House bills out of House committees is just over 3 weeks away. So points of order will become less annoying and more deadly very soon. I'm Ben Philpott, and this is Agenda Texas.